Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of Carson's Corner. I am Bob Carson, and this is a coronavirus rant edition here. I have to get several things off my chest here. I am flying solo on Sunday night. It is April 12th, 2020, just after 11:30 Eastern Standard Time here on the East Coast, and there's a lot of things that I have to talk about here because we are under lockdown here. We are under assault, okay? There's no question about that. This coronavirus reaction takeover by the United States government has me and everybody else oppressed. And this is only the beginning here. There are a lot of implications here. And I'm saying what needs to be said. I am saying what is not being said by our corporate media. The media now, okay, I don't have a television. I haven't owned a television since 2008. And I think probably one of the best things that you can do out there is get rid of your television. Get rid of your television. Get it out. Cut the cord, as they say. You know why? Because the media is serving to make the American public obedient, serving to make you compliant, pumping people with fear about dead bodies, about how horrific this is, and how we need to do what the government says. This, and I'm sounding like a libertarian. I'm sounding like a Minuteman. I'm sounding like a sovereign citizen. You know what? Maybe I'm becoming one, because I am seeing right before my eyes just how abusive the government is in taking our rights away in a matter of months. I mean, think about in New Jersey, where I'm from. The first COVID-19 case was announced somewhere around March 13th. That was when Trump, right around when Trump declared a federal state of emergency, right? Trump was a little behind. Now think about, here we are, April 12th, and 90% of the population is under lockdown, under quarantine. We literally have no rights. Our governor, Governor Murphy, has shut down public parks. He shut down restaurants. He shut down bars. He's requiring people to wear masks in private businesses. He's requiring private businesses to reduce capacity below 50% of regular capacity. He's issued 24 executive orders. He's cut down mass transit. Where does he get the authority to do this? He has locked down the state. They've issued a curfew saying nobody can go past 8 o'clock. This is unfucking believable, and this is going on all across the country. And I don't see anybody, aside from the folks over on talk radio. I'm listening to Mark Levin, for crying out loud. I haven't listened to Mark Levin since 9/11. I swear, since after 9/11. I haven't listened to WABC, which is a 50,000-watt talk radio station, since 9/11. And I'm listening to talk radio. I'm listening to 101.5, New Jersey 101.5, which is part of the Christie communication team. Governor Christie, our former governor, an avid right-wing station. You know why? Because they are the only voice of opposition to what is going on right now. This guy, Bill Spadia, he's positioning himself. He's a morning talk show host guy. He's positioning himself slowly, in my opinion, to run for office here. He's the only one speaking out against Governor Murphy. And this reactionary hysteria. No emphasis whatsoever on reopening the economy. None. Everything. Shut it down. Close it down. And we're looking at the numbers of this coronavirus, and it's absolutely The numbers are nothing compared to the flu. If you look at, I mean, we can go on and on and on about the numbers here, about even if you get the coronavirus, you get a 1% chance of dying. The numbers are clearly flattening out. Hospital admissions are down. ICU patients are down. 90% of the people that are having complications have underlying medical problems. I mean, we can go on and on and on. This is not nearly as serious as some other diseases here, and yet look at the government reaction to this, which tells me this has nothing to do with the virus. This has to do with a control over the citizens. Look at how many rights we've given up in the blink of an eye. And so I'm listening to this, and there's no model whatsoever. There's no basis whatsoever. There's no criteria whatsoever for the reopening of our economy, for our businesses, for the giving back of our lives. There's no basis whatsoever. There's no criteria. There's no plan whatsoever. Everything is indeterminate, is indefinite, and Americans are swallowing this. Americans are not questioning it. I don't see enough Americans up in arms here. Oh, we'll give it to May. We'll give it to June. We'll give it to this. We'll give it to... Are you fucking kidding me? I was at 3 o'clock today. 3 o'clock here. It's Easter Sunday, I grant it. 3 o'clock, right? And I'm trying to get a cup of coffee. And I can't even get a cup of coffee anywhere. I'm like, are we in the United States of America? I'm looking around and everything's closed. Every fucking thing is closed. I'm like, what is going on here? They have taken our lives away. They've taken everything away here. And people are just sitting there. Sitting there like little Stepfords, obeying and just being compliant, and nobody's getting the picture here. Nobody's. I don't see anybody out there questioning what's going on. You know, our governor today, Governor Murphy, on one of the Sunday shows, saying that we need a total health from the coronavirus before he'll reopen the economy. Are you kidding me? Total health. How can you possibly have a total health recovery from the coronavirus, from any virus? That's like saying we're going to have a total health recovery from the flu, and people are not going to catch the flu anymore. I mean, this is insane. You see what's happening here? You know, this almost lends credibility to conspiracy theorists out there, to the New World Order, to... You know, people that say that the powers that be are taking everything over, want to plant a chip in your head and control everybody. Well, can we really call these people crazy anymore? Because look at what's happening right before our eyes. Look at this. This is going on right before our eyes. And I don't see anybody out there, very, very few people that are questioning this. It is unbelievable. I am just absolutely astounded by this. You know, I never thought I would see this in my lifetime. People are willing to give up their DNA. People are willing to give up their First Amendment rights, their Fourth Amendment rights. I mean, fill in the blank. And for what? This virus. Oh, my God, this virus. I see people flipping out at workers, at gas stations, people just going out of their minds with masks and with gloves and this and that. Look, I mean, there's no medical basis for any of this, but the media has people pumped up with fear and hysteria. And that's why a lot of the people are going to the hospital now, because the media is keeping people fearful and active, so they'll watch the media, so they'll watch, you know, television, they'll listen to this, and they'll believe that, And they'll suddenly find themselves in the emergency room when there's no basis for this. It is really, really just absolutely mind-boggling. Yeah, it really is. You know, what's the medical basis for closing down parks? How many people have we known that have gotten this from a public park? I mean, how many people have gotten this from going to grocery stores, going to this business or that business? We don't know this. But yet, now our governor and many governors have closed down these businesses within mere hours of these businesses, you know, being set to close anyway. You know, we're not even giving these businesses chances to mitigate themselves and regulate themselves. You know, I hate to sound like these right-wing talk show hosts, but they're right. What's right is right. I don't care if my comrades, from my side of the spectrum hate me or disagree with me or say, oh, Bob, you're this or that. What's right is right. I don't care. I've listened to Tucker Carlson, for crying out loud. I've listened to Mark Levin. I've listened to it doesn't matter. Like, we have to speak the truth here, okay? And the fact is that the American people, responsible people, can regulate themselves. Businesses have regulated themselves and remain open. And the fact is that by the government shutting everything down and taking over and shutting the economy down and deciding what is and what isn't an essential business is bad for anybody that is legitimately sick from this disease. And how do we know that the mitigation efforts from the businesses hasn't served to reduce the spread of the disease? How do we know that the testing is even accurate? How do we know this stuff? How do we know that the government is using a model? Like, we know that the government model has been off. They've used a model from Italy that was flawed. We know that Fauci, all these people have been off on their models. They've had to revise their projections constantly. And now it's 60,000 people. It was 2 million people first. Now it's 60,000 people that are going to die. And then, you know, they said, oh, the hospitals are going to be overwhelmed. And now, oh, you know, hospitals are fine. Oh, we need 11,000, you know, so many thousands of ventilators. Now we have a surplus of ventilators. And yet, why are we still locked down? Why are we still losing fucking freedoms every day if their projections are off and, you know, there's no basis for this? Because what they're doing is they're winning both ways. You know, they win both ways, the government. Well, okay, well, our projections are off, but the social distancing is working, so we have to keep it in place. You know, and it's all about control. And, you know, our scumbag governor, you know, we're not even close to reopening. Because they don't want to reopen, because they want to control everything. And I'm telling you, you know, would not surprise me in the least if something happened, something major happened, you know, just look at the big picture here, ladies and gentlemen. Look at what is going on here. This is unbelievable. We're going to go to a Skype caller here. Not sure who this is, where they're from, but hello, you're live on the air.
Yes, dear Bob. This is Brother Mike.
Hey.
This is Brother Mike. How are you, sir?
From Singapore. How are you? What's going on, Mike?
Yes. Indeed, this everything little bit shaky from, you know, right now they say over 1 million people in the world have it and over...
Yeah.
100,000 people died, and etc. I mean, these numbers, I don't know how it changes. Is it AI doing it? Is it an AI is in charge of the coronavirus? Because the numbers, they keep going up, and every newspaper, kind of, they have the correct numbers, and the way it goes up, you know, is totally,
right.
I think, this experiment, like an AI doing it, this is a false flag operation. Go ahead, listen.
Yeah, you know what? I think that's not too off the realm of possibility. I really, really believe that because the number. How do you verify this? How do we know these people died from coronavirus? We don't know. We know who's in charge of this, right? Exactly. Nobody's asking these questions, Mike. You know.
And we don't know. Yeah, go ahead, sir. And I will tell that.
No, sorry, go ahead.
I mean, we don't know how many medical mishap is happened too, because maybe some person were allergic to certain drugs. They say, we don't have it. Give it to him. It's okay. And then the guy get more reaction and die, for example. And we don't know how many. I mean, we know we don't have. We have a crazy nurses, crazy people. Crazy people working. So maybe they did some of the mishap too. Just, I don't know. Maybe they like to kill the patients. So we don't know. It's total anarchism is going on around the globe right now. India right now have around 10, over 1,000 cases. I mean, they're freaking out. I mean, they put 1.4 billion into kind of soft martial law, and also the police dress like a coronavirus look like a coronavirus, you know, the helmet has the horns on the top of them, you know, you can Google it by Indian police dress like a coronavirus. And you will see a lot of Vice from Vice.com or other news agencies. They have a picture of it. So it's kind of it's a world event going on in front of us. Go ahead, sir. Sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I'm gonna move on here because I only got about a few minutes left. But I will say this: what we do know is that this is way, way less deadlier than the flu, because if you look at the numbers of they say it's 10 times more deadlier than the flu. That's nonsense, because the amount of people that have died here in the United States, if you go by the official numbers, right, if you go by what they're telling us, is right now in the United States, they're talking about 22,000 deaths. Okay, 559,000 people have had it. Well, we know that this has most likely been in our country before this month, and so you'd see a lot more deaths if it was really 10 times the flu. And again, you know, nobody's challenging these deaths. Nobody's challenging these numbers. You know, how many people a year die from suicide? How many people die from heart disease? How many people a year die from so many different diseases? This is just that we don't lock down the economy for and usurp people's rights. This is absurd. You're right. This does look like some sort of control operation, and every single day that we're losing rights. They're burying bodies in parks now for I think a shock value, we got to stand up, because I don't know how much more they could take, but they've taken everything from us at this point. And I got to tell you, I've never had such a more distrust for the government now than I do right now. It's not a capitalism thing. Oh, it's a capitalist. It's not a, it's not that we don't have to throw in the Marxist ideology here. This is a government takeover. That's what this is. So, if you want to make
absolutely
a quick point, Mike.
I mean, I am totally with you guys, and thank you for allowing me to be your show. I hope I see you guys tomorrow. Thank you very much.
Thank you, brother. God bless me. Take care. And that, this is not nearly as serious as The media wants, there's something larger at play here. You know, that's my problem with the radical left here is that, you know, we need to look at this as we can build some support, and we need to look at this as, well, you know, it doesn't have to be, well, you know, from our lens and from our perspective, and that we have to view the world and like I said, what's right is right. This is about, you know, I heard some people talk about how, well, they don't like the fact that the government is outlawing protests and these curfews outlaw protests and gathering, right? Because, and everybody is biased to a certain extent. I'm a very active person. I have to be active. I can't sit still. My lifestyle is very, very active now, okay? So, but I also have, you know, sick relatives, and I understand, you know, the need to protect the vulnerable. I hear some people talk about they want to be able to protest, but I hear these people on the radical left also talk about how, you know, they think that everything should be shut down. Well, you know, which is it? You don't think that the government should be able to stop you from protesting, but you think that the government should be able to stop you from going to work. That's kind of, you know, I don't know how you could reconcile those positions. But for me, I don't think the government should be able to stop me, a private business, from going to work. And I don't think the government should be able to stop you from protesting. So let's be consistent here, you know, and let's not divorce the economy from life. You know, say that they're not one and the same. They are, you know. And let's not, you know, look at this from, you know, our textbooks or our own ideology and realize that, yeah, I mean, the majority of the country is not looking at this from some, you know, Marxist perspective, even though clearly there are problems of capitalism, you know, as we've spoken about on the Carson's Corner with the election boycott advocates. But there are allies, there are people out there on talk radio that I've been listening to that are speaking the truth. And just because they're on talk radio and you think that, you know, oh, you know, they're our sworn enemy. We have to hate them. We have to oppose them because they're this and they're that. We're making mistakes, and you know, we're only alienating ourselves. I don't think that anymore. I don't hate Fox News hosts. I don't hate the wealthy anymore like I used to. I don't hate you know, right wing talk radio hosts the way I used to anymore. It's stupid for us to do that. There are a lot in common that we have with these people. And again, if somebody says something, I mean, look, white supremacists are different, but you know, why do we have to hate a white supremacist? Why do we have to, you know, yeah, we could stand up to the folks in Charlottesville. Yes, we can. We could protest, whatever. But you know, this idea that, you know, we always have to, you know, hate somebody or you know, use, you know, vicious rhetoric against them, you know, which maybe I've done name calling here and there, but we don't have to reflexively hate anybody. All ideas should enter the arena of debate. And again, I'll say it again, what's right is right. You know, we can't be clouded with ideology. And I've never been more distrustful of the government and never had a more of an appreciation for the idea of an abuse of government power and appreciation, you know, the freedom for businesses and people to regulate themselves and the freedom for having the government off my back than I do right now in 2020. It has really hit me. And we got to stand up and we got to fight against our governor and our government because they are taking away our fucking rights every single fucking day. You can't live. I don't want to live like this. I'd rather die from a virus that's non-existent or not nearly as deadly as they're making us believe than sit in a room quarantined for an indefinite amount of time, okay? That's not life. This is not life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Tell me this is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Give me a break. All right, thank you very much. Follow me on Instagram.com/BobCarsonMMA. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Until next time, show some respect.